Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. A World Health Organization official on Tuesday described the COVID-19 pandemic as one big wave and warned against complacency in the Northern Hemisphere summer since the infection does not share influenza's tendency to follow seasons. Global air passenger traffic will not return to pre-COVID levels until 2024, a year later than previously projected, as international travel curbs remain in place in most countries due to the coronavirus pandemic, IATA has said. Moreover, the overall domestic passenger traffic was 86.5% less in June 2020 than what was observed a year ago, the global airlines body added. Despite the nationwide lockdown and just 45 operational days in April to June quarter this year, as many as 2.9 million PCs were shipped in the channel. These include desktops, notebooks, tablets and workstations, according to research firm Canalys. However, the shipment of PCs declined by 33% year-on-year in the said quarter. This recent boost in PC sales may not be enough to change the industry dynamics, say industry experts. President Donald Trump issued a stout defense of a disproved use of a malaria drug as a treatment for the coronavirus hours after social media companies moved to take down videos promoting its use as potentially harmful misinformation. In a White House briefing, Trump defended his decision to promote a viral video of a group of doctors promoting the use of the drug. Homegrown FMCG major ITC on Tuesday said it has acquired 100% stake in Kolkata-based packaged spice maker Sunrise Foods Private Limited for ₹2,150 crore in an all-cash deal. Sunrise is a family-owned company engaged primarily in manufacturing of spices under the trademark Sunrise. Indian Railways may post a revenue loss of ₹30,000 to 35,000 crore from the passenger train segment in FY21. The railways may record just 10 to 15% of the passenger segment revenue in the ongoing fiscal as against ₹50,000 crore last year. The performance of the national transporter may be negatively impacted owing to restrictions on movement amid ongoing coronavirus pandemic. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye for now.